Megillah, Daf Beis brings down the famous klal of Yagati Umatzasi Tamin. If a person is Yageya and Tara, you'll end up finding and end up having Hatzacha in your Limud. In order to be Matzach in Limud Atara, you have to have Yagiyah. The question is, what exactly goes into Yagiyah? What does the Yagiyah include? Is Yagiyah only toiling in the actual learning, the actual Limud, or even things that are beyond that, some Limud, a Chitimta, getting there, other things that are not the actual learning, the Yagiyah and those things also helps as well. So that seems to be a shailon d'achreinim. There's a well-known sefer put out by Machon Yerushalayim called Oitzim Mefarshim HaTalmud, which Kishmai Kein Hu, it's a likud, a gabalik likud of all the Gedalei Achreinim and different Mefarshim and different Mesechtes and Shas. And in one of the first volumes that came out, there's a Michtav Bracha from Rav Huttner, who was the Nasi HaMachain, who was the Nasi of this institution. And he wrote in his letter, sort of a Michtav Bracha for the Oitzim Mefarshim HaTalmud, he quoted a Davar Pella B'Shem L'Chazon Ish. And he said that the Chazon Ish said that the biggest kilkel, the biggest distortion of the Derech HaLimud in our times is that the people refer to Chippus as Yagia. People refer to searching as Yagia. They think that when it means, when you have to be Yagia and toil and you're learning, Yagati Mitzasi Tamin, it's referring to the Chippus, referring to searching in Svarim, trying to find Svarim to speak about that. They think that's part of the Yagia. And Rav Huttner said, B'shem the Chazon Ish, that's not true. The Chippus, looking for a Vart, looking for an Achen, that's not part of the Yagia. That's something which is we just need to find it, be able to know what they say. But the chippus itself is not part of the yegia. And he says, therefore, what the Eitzim Mefarshim HaTalmud did was a gemal kazach. They did the chippus for you. They took care of all the searching. They gave you all the marmekemis, and now you could use your yegia. You could toil in the etzem havana and the etzem understanding. Don't waste your precious yegia and the chippus because that is not part of the yegia. Let them do it for you, and then you could be again etzem sugya. That's what he was using the Chazon Ish to be mazbe the godless of what Eitzim Mefarshim HaTalmud did. They took care of the chippus for you, and now you could focus. You could put your yegia on the etzem sugya. So it's clear from what he's saying, B'Shem L'Chazon Ish, that the Chippus, searching for Svarim, looking for Svarim, does not go into the Gion Tire, into Yagati Metzasi time. That's what the Chazon Ish said. But I once heard a Gemalik Akash on this from Ramesh Brown Shlita, from a Rashi in Menachas and Daf Zayin. The Gemara Menachas and Daf Zayin says of Ramesh about Avimai. Avimai was Mesechdis Akile. He forgot his learning. And he went to his Talmud Rav Chista to remind him. He forgot Mesechus Menachas, and he went to Rav Chista to remind him, to reteach him Mesechus Menachas. And the Gemara asks, why did he have to schlep to his Talmud? Why didn't he tell his Talmud to come to him? And the Gemara answers, the Hachim Mistayim El Sotfei. This way he'll have more Siyata Deshmaya if he toils and he walks all the way to his Talmud. What does that mean? Why is it more Siyata Deshmaya if he goes to him? Says like Rashi, because he says, Mistayim El Sotfei Yagati Matzasi. He quotes our Gemara over here that if he's schlepping to his Talmud, he's toiling to walk all the way to schlep to him, there's more Yagiyah. When there's more Yagiyah, the Mitzvah will be greater because of this Klal of Yagati Matzasi Talmud. So Moshe Brown said, you see from this Rashi, the Rashi understood that the Din of Yagati Matzasi applies not only to the actual learning, but even the walking to the learning, even walking to the base of matters goes into the Yagiyah. Even that is part of the Yagati Matzasi. So if that's part of the Yagiyah, then for sure the Chippus and Sfarim, looking for Sfarim, that would clearly go into the Yagiyah as well. So it's Tzarechin on the Chazon Ish. It says that the Chippus does not go into the Yagia. That was his kasha on the Chazon Ish. I thought that even though this is a shtaka kasha on the Chazon Ish, perhaps you could bring a riot to the Chazon Ish from a Davar Nifla that the Shach said, that they say about the Shach. This is brought down by the Chidon of Shema Gedolim. He brings down that he says the following. He says, Shemati mi Rav Echad. I heard from a certain Rav, Shaharav Shach, that the Shach, Haya yodeh shem ha-metziah. He knew the shem ha-metziah. Dainu shem kadosh l'chavim by v'limtzoy ha-bekiyas sh'reitzer teichef u'miyad. He had this special shem, the shach, this, name, Kabbalistic shem that he was able to say. And when he said the shem would automatically find any gemara that he needed to find. And that was something that happened through this shem kadosh that the shach knew how to use. Now, l'chavim, it's difficult to understand. Why would the shach rely on a shem? Why didn't he want to toil himself and be yagay himself in finding the marmekaimus? The Chari is taken away from his Yagi and Tara, so it would seem to be, maybe this is a right to the Chazon Ish, that the Chibas looking for the Sfarim, looking for the Marmakemis, is not the Yagi. The Yagi is in the Havana itself, and therefore the Shach was willing to be Semech on this shame. So that would be a Shtukl right to the Chazon Ish. Now, Bemisim, the Shach needs beer because it seems to be a stira to another thing that the Shach wrote. The Shach wrote in the Hakdama to his Sefer, he said the following. He says, Mishal Haya Imi B'michitzasi. Whoever was not with me when I wrote my pirush, Shashach lo yamin ki yasupo, he cannot believe gadol hatla shaisali, the unbelievable toil that I had bechipus b'yam atamud ba'apayskim to search in the shas and payskim to find the makaris of what I'm saying. So the Shach describes the tremendous amelis that he had in writing the Shach and searching for Mar Mekaymis. So what do you mean? The Shach just said, this is what the Chidah brings in the Shach, that he had this Shem HaMetziah, he had this magical Shem, he would say the name, would find him whatever he wanted. So what type of Yigiyah did he have? What type of toil did he have in looking for the Marmakemis? This kasha I saw asked by the Megadim Chadashim, there's a sefer on Shabbos called Megadim Chadashim, Gevalik Sefer, and in the Hakadama of his sefer, he brings this these two shachs, and he says that Lachar it's a steer, Lachar it's a achian. On the one hand, the shach had the Shem HaMetziah that found in the Marmakemis. On the other hand, he says that he toiled in finding the Marmakemis, so he blabs Tzarchian, it's a steer in the shach. I thought perhaps he could be Miyashiv like this, that there's a chilik, there's really two different types of searching. That if a person wants to say a chiddush, you want to say a yisayd, you say a vartin, you want to bring a rai from a gemara, you're looking for a gemara, you're looking to find a rai in shas, that the shach would never use the shema metziah to tell him in Mar Malkim that he was not aware of. If you want to find a rai to your vart, you got to think of it on your own. That's your own amelus batar, you have to find it. But let's say you have a rai, you remember there's a gemara somewhere that is a rai to the yisayd that I'm saying, but you can't remember where it is, you can't remember the daf, and you don't want to waste your time looking for it. So once you're aware of the gemara, you're just trying to find the Mar Malkim, perhaps that's when the shach relied on the shema metziah to tell him where it is, to save him the time, to save him that chippus. So we never tell him a new Mar Malkim that he didn't know, but once he knows a Mar Malkim, to find the address for that, the Shem HaMetziah perhaps would help. Al Kopanim, we do see that the Shach did rely on this Shem HaMetziah, and even though he could have been Yageh himself in the chippus, but Mestama, this is a right to the Chazanish, that the chippus itself is not Yegiyah, so if I can have the Shem do the chippus for me and save me that search, it's better to focus my Kaychas on the Havana itself. So that would be a smack to the Chazanish, that Chibas does not go into Yagia. But Al Kopanim, we still have this Ha'ara, both on the Chazanish and the Shach, from this Rashi Menachas. It seems to say that even the Halicha to the Beis Medrash goes into Yagia, and Kol Shechein, the Chibas and Svarim goes into Yagia. So the question is, how does the how does that fit in with feed the Shach and the Chazanish? If anyone has a Teretz, I'd love to hear.